UPS.co/Viagra.
The UPS store is open 7 days a week. We're the flexible to fit your schedule store. We're open for your packing, shipping, printing, shredding, copying, mailing, and anything else you need every day. Because we're the open 7 days a week to help you be unstoppable store.
The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Go to theupsstore.com/Sundays to confirm your store's hours. The UPS store locations are independently owned and operated by franchisees of the UPS Store, Inc. Although one or more may be company owned in the USA and by its master licensee and its franchisees in Canada. Product, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary by location. Copyright 2023. The UPS Store, Inc. All rights reserved.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Now, it's Gabe time. Gabe Kuhn.
Gabe Kuhn was one of the great little trivial nuggets in all of football bios. His grandfather was the inventor of the Easy Bake Oven.
Like a boss, the best lineman on the radio. Well, the only lineman on the radio. It's game time.
Game time. We're ready.
The Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
How about it? Happy Friday. Happy St. Patrick's Day as well out there, March 17, 2023. Edition of the Gabe Kuhn Show. I am former Memphis Tiger Gabe Kuhn on Twitter at G_Kuhn71 alongside super producer Big Bet Bennett. Bennett Doyle on Twitter at Bennett Doyle. I know you're enjoying you got your green Titans hat on today.
Yep, got my green Titans
wearing
hat.
Wearing your green.
I'm ready to go home and down a few Guinness for the game tonight. I'm fired up, man. It's a big Kuhn tonight.
It's massive.
Grizzlies like the pregame leading into the Tigers tonight. I kind of like it.
So a couple of Guinnesses, right? Kick your feet up, right? Take the shoes off, get the socks on, right? And ultimately, I have a question about Guinness, seriously.
Yeah.
Do you like it, or is it like, truthfully, is it just you do it for the love of the game?
No, I like it.
I feel like people just drink it for the love
of the game. No, I like the taste. It's got a good, unique flavor.
What is the flavor profile? yeah, come on, let's do it.
It's like, you know what Guinness is like? It's like a beer milkshake.
It does not taste anything like a milkshake, did it? I'm telling you that right now. I always laugh, though, at beer reviews. They're like, it has a very earthy flavor.
Oh, God, I know.
It's like, do I want it to be earthy? No. Do I want my beer to be earthy? But regardless, welcome into the Gabe Kuhn Show. We have plenty to get to today. 2.5 hours of talk on the way, courtesy of 92.9 FM, ESPN, and yours truly. We'll open on the Tigers and FAU. That's where we're at. 8:20 tonight. Could get pushed back. We know how timing works with the NCAA tournament, but tip-off is scheduled for 8:20 in Columbus, and there's plenty to break down there. We also have the NCAA tournament rolling along right this second. We have some games going on right now. Two games at halftime. NC State is trailing Creighton 28-26 at half in the 6-11 matchup in the South. Iowa State, 19-2 to start the game, Bennett?
Yeah, how
19-2 has clawed back in. It's always great to start off 19-2. Try to fix yourself after that. But halftime, Pitt, the 11 seed in the Midwest, is winning 30-23 over Iowa State. And then UConn-Iona, which is an interesting game to me, 14-11 with 15 minutes left in the first. So that one is just getting underway. But we also have to talk about the Grizzlies weekend. Grizzlies at Spurs tonight, which we will hand you off to at 6:30. We'll hand you off to Gary Darby for pregame. Tip will be at 7 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. They have the Warriors on Saturday, worth mentioning. As far as guests are concerned today, Jeff Calkins at 5 o'clock in Columbus. And then Parth Upadhyay at 6. First time for him on the show. For those that have not been following Daily Memphian, new Tiger basketball beat writer, he started at the beginning of this year. He will join at 6 with Boots on the Ground in Columbus. We're going live to Columbus twice today.
Nice.
How about it? Well done. Now, we have the Blitz at 5:30, and we'll hop into a few things there. Michael Jordan engaged in serious talks to sell a majority stake of the franchise, the Hornets. And he's going to be a minority owner still, but he wants to sell the majority stake in it. And also on the franchise front, Washington Commanders may be getting sold soon from some of the reports we're reading, Bennett. Hopefully, Hopefully that gets done. I'm tired of seeing the Snyders running that thing. Now, Tigers tonight, 8 seed yep. versus FAU 820. Positive vibes, Bennett? Where you at?
Cautiously optimistic vibes. You know, I'd be lying if I didn't say I'm just a little bit nervous.
Right.
You know why? Because here...
Ultimately, it's a losable game.
All week, and, like, you know, we're guilty of it too, but it just, it always makes me nervous because there's so much talk of how well Memphis could match up with Purdue. And it's just like...
Looking ahead.
It's looking ahead. It always scares me. You know, this FAU team, they're one of the better three-point shooting teams in the country. They take a ton of threes. Memphis has struggled in games that the two Tulane losses, like, stick out, where they just hit
yep.
a ton of threes, and Tigers weren't able to stop the barrage, and they lose both of those. You know, they obviously get their revenge, but I don't know. It just – it makes me a little nervous. I still think they're going to win. I'm still excited. I would say cautiously optimistic.
Yes, and FAU is, you mentioned it. It's all we hear about them is three-point shooting. They're top 30 in the country, 37%. They start four guards, so they're going to play small ball, and they have their one big man at 7-1, Vladislav Golden. And it's going to be interesting to see how the Tigers handle it. I think when we talk about confidence level, any game you go into with the Tigers, I think down the stretch of this season, you have a confidence, right, because of those two guys.
Yes.
If they both have a good game, it's hard to imagine them losing this game tonight. Now, I'm curious how Penny decides to attack FAU considering what they do from the three-point line. What does the starting lineup look like? I'd imagine he keeps Chandler in there, and he goes relatively small. But you sort of wonder if Golden, that 7-1 big man, if he, and he's offensively inclined, sort of wonder how he adjusts if he's getting his game off at some point during the game and it's close. Like how quick do you have to go to Malcolm Dandridge? And that's a guy who I think coming, you know, into this tournament in the East region, the way they've been placed, I think Malco, if you know, and we'll look ahead again here, if they do get through FAU, like, I even think in the FAU game, he's going to have to be a massive part of the game plan. You have a 7-1 guy in Golden who's very offensively inclined. Then you're going to have the player of the year at 7-4 in Zach Edey in that second round game on Sunday. So Malcolm Dandridge is going to be a massive X factor if the Tigers are going to be making a run, the run that they want to make.
I think so, too. I mean, you know, the one thing, and you've heard this talked about a lot about the NCAA tournament, is, you know, what's been happening in these games. It's the star guards shine
yes.
in these moments, and we have one of the best in the country. And that's the X factor right there, is Kendrick Davis, if it's close, taking over games late. I mean, we've seen it so many times this year where it's just Kendrick Davis, the play is Kendrick, put your head down,
yeah,
go to the
make
basket. Yeah, and I think that's what we're going to see, you know, tonight. Like, I think that we talked about how, man, it's going to be tough for the Tigers if just those two guys, Kendrick and DeAndre, are the only two, you know, contributing big scoring numbers. But I think when the games get tight like this, it's an advantage for them. Like mm-hmm. Kendrick Davis down the stretch can take over games, and that's what you hope happens tonight.
The frustrating part about playing this FAU team, one, you mentioned it, you wanted a sort of power name, a team from a power conference where, you know, a little bit less pressure, I guess, but at the same time, you still want to go win that 8-9 matchup. But the issue is the great equalizer in any tournament setting is knocking down shots, and FAU can do that, mm-hmm. and that's a frustrating thing. Now, I have, you know, talking with Christian Fowler on Tuesday, I have really come around to the idea and the thought of sort of Penny early in this game getting the pressure on. That's something Dusty May, Florida Atlantic's head coach, said. He talked about their length, their athleticism, the pressure that they put on opposing offenses, and what they do in turning the ball, turning a team over, and then getting and running. And I think that's something that's going to be massive for the Tigers to utilize and take advantage of. But also, you have to run this team off the three-point line. And we've seen them do that, Bennett. We've seen that happen. On the road against Cincinnati, you had Landers Nolly, Jeremiah Davenport, David DeJulius, all these guys who can shoot, Micah Adams-Woods, all these guys who can shoot three balls, Tigers did a really good job of neutralizing that. I think they shot 25% in that game, ran them off the line, and made sure that Victor Lockham was the only one that, that could do anything. And I think this FAU team, I don't know if they're as athletic as Cincinnati is, but I do believe their makeup, their starting five, is very similar, where you're going to have four guards who can stroke a three ball and a big man who's offensively there and ready to go.
I also think, too, for the Tigers, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I feel like just that the Tigers have been pretty good at playing with a lead this year.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's important to come out and stomp on them early.
Early in the season, they had their struggles. That UCF early in the game,
for sure. Yeah.
On the road.
But later, like, especially, you know, in the conference tournament, like, you know, they've gotten leads and been able to hang on to them. I think important in this game to get an early lead and hang on to it. Like, that. Yeah. I think that that's a recipe for success for sure.
And ultimately, they're going to have to, and I know they beat Houston in the AAC tournament championship by 10. I get that. They're going to have to win rebounding battles going forward here in the tournament. They're going to have to rebound, but that's been it's been an issue all year. You had the Malcolm Dandridge injury. KO it never really came along as a big man who could rebound. So you're playing relatively small down the back half of the season. But like in that Houston game, Houston is an undersized team. And the Tigers ultimately allowed them to win that rebounding battle. And Juwan Roberts had, 20 rebounds? They're going to have to make sure they take advantage and make sure they rebound well enough to consistently get their opportunities and take advantage of FAU. When we talk about keys to the game, it's, again, very, very simple. Funnel them inside the three-point line. Use your athleticism, get out and run. That's the way they're going to get it done. And if they don't do those things, it's going to be a struggle all night. As far as Kendrick Davis and what he needs to get done in the tournament to really take that step in Tiger lore, how many games does this guy have to win when we put him on the, like, what pedestal do we put him on if he ultimately, if it becomes a Sweet 16 run where they move past Purdue, knock off that one seed? What type of pedestal do we put this guy on?
Yeah, I mean, like, I think, you know, winning the conference championship, you know, their first ever AAC tournament championship, I think he's already, you know, solidified himself as one of the, you know, better guards to ever come through here, sure, but, like, if he gets them to a Sweet 16, man, I think you're looking back on the Kendrick Davis season as one of the more special in the program's history. Yeah.
Yeah, and this is his first tournament. I sort of wonder what we're going to see early from Kendrick. I mean, we have come used to him in big games really stepping up and being relied upon. I think in quad one games this year, he averaged 29 points per game. And also in those top five matchups, the one against Bama and then the three against Houston, he averaged 29 points per game. So he steps up in these moments, but this is his first NCAA tournament appearance. Like, I wonder if there is some nerves early for him in this game. But I would bet against it, to be honest with you, because he has literally, in every situation, when he's asked, when he's called upon, he has answered that call.
Yeah, and that's where a guy like DeAndre Williams is going to be important, and Alo, and Malcolm Dandridge. Like, those guys have played in an NCAA tournament before, you know? Like, they're going to be important to lean on early in this game if there is jitters, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Alex Lomax role is going to be a really vital one as well if they want to make a run. I mean, he is the guy who ultimately, I think, when it comes to the Tigers really playing their game, getting up and down the floor, creating havoc, turning people over on the perimeter, he's the guy who starts a majority of that.
He's who you're putting on everyone's best guard.
Yes, and he's got to go make that happen. That Houston game, him stepping up in that moment gives me a lot of confidence with what he can do. He'll play extended minutes. There's no question about it, by the way. I mean, he is going to be a 20-minute per game guy in the tournament because, you know, Penny's going to rely on him.
Yep.
He's been there before and he's done those things. So I also wonder, as far as a rotation is concerned, and obviously we'll talk with Parth about this at around six, with a rotation, he did sort of Penny in the AAC championship game, tournament championship game against Houston. He went with eight guys, no Jonathan Lawson minutes, obviously no KO minutes, didn't really extend it out, and we don't know. Obviously, Keontae Kennedy, I saw him earlier. There was a picture, and he had his wrist all, I think he was still casted up.
Oh, really?
So I think this is going to be a...
I'd be shocked if you see him.
This is going to be a very short rotation, I think, for Penny Hardaway. One of the shorter rotations we've ever seen him go with in sort of big moments.
Yeah, I mean, even if Keontae's healthy, I don't see him working him back in an NCAA tournament setting unless he's... I mean, you know what I mean? Like, he hasn't played in a while. The team's been playing well. He's kind of got his rotation down to eight, like you said. I don't know.
And also,
it's risky.
Also, I think that it would be you'd have to make a Sweet 16 run. He's not going to play this weekend if they win against FAU. He's not going to play against Purdue.
Right.
He's not ready to go. He's still casted up. So, and that's also a Penny. Like, whenever he gives updates on injuries, sort of in one ear, out the other, he's not going to give up too much there. But Keontae Kennedy's not going to be ready for this weekend at the very least. Now, last night, did you see that struggle win by Houston? See that struggle win?
Yep.
I don't know what to say. I was on the minority that I thought of the one seeds, considering Marcus Sasser's injury, I felt like going into the tournament, Houston was the most vulnerable. And people would say Purdue. Some people would say, you said Kansas. I still am there. And after last night's game, sort of watching them against Northern Kentucky, and that was a close game down the stretch. It was a 5-point game there until about 4 minutes left, and then Houston started to pull away. But Marcus Sasser didn't look right. He 14 minutes, and he gets pulled out of the game. I told you that groin injury is going to linger. That thing's it is not easy to play on that, have lateral movement with how much that they rely upon Marcus Sasser to play some good perimeter defense, how well he usually moves his feet. He didn't look right. I mean, it was literally the first possession for Northern Kentucky in that game, and Marcus Sasser just got a touch foul on the perimeter because he could not keep up with Northern Kentucky's point guard. And also, Kelvin Sampson was pissed after that game.
He was angry. Okay, I'm a Houston hater. Like, I can't stand any.
Right.
Yeah, I'm a Houston hater, so don't get it twisted. But I get his point, man. I mean, you're the number one overall seed. They're not the number one overall. Are they number one overall?
They're number two.
They're number two.
They were
yeah.
the number two overall.
Yeah, okay. In your second game, you've got to play in Birmingham against Auburn. Like, that's bad.
That's... I mean, yeah, I guess.
I mean, they're going
it's
to
life,
be,
though.
There's going to be so many Auburn fans at that game. I guess. I don't know. I saw people saying, oh, this stuff works itself out. Like, this happened to other teams before. And I mean, I'm just like, man, I don't know. That team's been number one for most of the year. They're one of the best teams in college basketball. That's rough that they got to go against a Power 5 team, you know, that's playing pretty well down the stretch in Auburn and play him in Birmingham.
Yes, I get that, and I agree with him to a certain extent. Now, when we talk about that game, though, he says he's very concerned about that game and Jamal Shedd's knee, which he told us.
He didn't
really have to tell us that, but he did. But I'm concerned for Auburn. In Birmingham, Houston sort of hobbled. Their two best players hobbled. This feels really, really bad. This feels like a recipe for disaster for Houston to get knocked out in the round of 30.
I think so, too. I mean, in this game, they need Marcus Sasser, and it's a groin. So, like, that's one of those injuries. Like, it doesn't matter what kind of treatment you get. Like, that thing can tighten up on you right when you get out there, right?
Yes,
like we've 100%. Seen it. We've seen it with Alo dealing with it this season, where he comes back and there was a game. It might have been during the conference tournament where he had to come out for a bit because it tightened back up on him.
It is really hard to consistently go out there and sort of run and guard the way you do, bend down and guard with a groin injury that's going to linger. And 14 minutes he gets pulled out of the game, Marcus Sasser. I can't imagine. Yep. He's going to be able to give it much of a go against Auburn. And Auburn, I'm not a massive fan of this roster that Bruce Pearl has this year, but they could definitely give Houston some issues. Houston, without Marcus Sasser offensively, is going to have some – and they may be with him, but hobbled Marcus Sasser offensively, they're just not there. They don't play with pace. Auburn can definitely get out and run, and they're really at full strength. And the thing about Auburn is I think they're capable of beating anyone in the country when they shoot well, but they don't shoot well. They have a lot of guards. Wendell Green Jr., Alan Flanagan to a certain extent, KD Johnson. They have a lot of guys that shoot with a whole lot of confidence, if you will. They're shot takers, not necessarily shot makers. But if some of those fall, which I see coming, to be honest with you, on Saturday, I think that this game is going to transition away from Houston. And I wonder what that opening line is going to look like. Do we have a line on that at this point?
That's
a good question.
Let's see if we can find it. No, I don't.
5.5 Houston is favored. I have it right here. 5.5 Houston favored. I sort of wonder if that starts to shift as we get closer to
getting. Sounds pretty
good. Yeah. But right now, real quick, let me update you on the scores before we get
what's
to
going
a break.
On?
And then we get to more NCAA tournament discussion. NC State right now is trailing Creighton with 12:50 left in the second half, 41-40. Pitt is up 36-26, taking off in the second half, starting to get a little bit of space there between them and Iowa State. 11:41 left in that one. And Iona on top of UConn, still early.
That?
5 minutes left in the first half, but 30-27. Some of the finals for today real quick.
Yeah,
Marquette beats Vermont 78-61. I don't know if you saw Cam Jones is a Memphis guy, ECS guy. 18 points there in the second half, 18 straight points to pull away from Vermont in that game. That was awesome to see. He ended up with 19. Baylor gets UC Santa Barbara 74-56. Xavier 72-67 over Kennesaw State. And Kennesaw State gave that one up. I don't know. Just literally, I mean, they tried to sit on the ball, and they were up by 13 at one point and just tried to sit on the ball versus Xavier. Jack Nungy, unbelievable block at the end of that game to make sure that Xavier kept on top and won. Also, St. Mary's 63-51 over VCU and Michigan State 72-62 over USC.
We got the Tennessee cover last night.
The
Louisiana Lafayette cover last night.
Yeah, how about that?
Yep.
How about that?
Tennessee's short-lived in this tournament.
Yes.
They cannot score.
Insanely ugly game. Insanely ugly game. And I you know going into a Tennessee game, it's going to be insanely ugly. But Santiago Vescovi was truthfully, I mean, not bad on the offensive end. He just didn't try to do anything. I think he took three shots the whole game.
Yeah.
Made 1-3, took 2 threes. If they're going to make a run, he's going to have to be more aggressive than that. I don't know if it's because they're playing Louisiana and they were trying to take him away, what happened, but he's got to be more aggressive offensively.
I think Duke's going to kill them.
And Duke looked really good against Oral Roberts.
Yeah, and that was a game people were picking as an upset potentially. I think Duke is just clicking right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But more on this when we return. More on the NCAA Tournament, 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's college basketball station. The best college hoops and stories in Memphis live on 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis's hoops place.
Howie, we try to put into 30 seconds everything you want to say about Robert Irwin Jewelers. What's most important to you?
I can't believe how many events, how many occasions, how many celebrations that we've been a part of, and it just like warms my heart, and I thank you for that. We know that everybody is unique, everybody's an individual, and we've got the right piece of jewelry for you. And if you haven't had the Robert Irwin Jewelers experience, I invite you to come in and check it out. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices. Robert Irwin Jewelers, 5 locations or online at rijewelers.com.
The Zaxby's Asian Sensation Salad comes with our hand-breaded chicken, crispy wonton strips, Asian slaw, and egg roll. And it's dressed with not one, but two flavorful dressings. Our sweet and savory honey sesame teriyaki glaze, and a tangy citrus vinaigrette. But there's so much more than dressings. There's sauces. Salad sauces! The Asian Sensation Salad. Order one ahead through the Zaxby's app. Woo, saucy! Zaxby's.
Ashley's Orange event is happening for 3 days only. Friday through Sunday only. Save 30% off store-wide. Or get 60 months no interest with no minimum purchase and no down payment. Don't miss Ashley's biggest event of the year. Shop hot deals starting at $199. Plus, shop Ashley Sleep Doorbuster mattresses. Your choice comfort queen mattress, now only $399. Text 79975 to schedule your appointment today. Friday through Sunday only. In-store at Ashley.
Hey, Brad. What? I thought you had a date.
Hey, Mom. She just left. Using my phone for a Wi-Fi hotspot backfired again.
I keep telling you to get Xfinity. What happened?
Everything was great until the movie started buffering. Then she started asking questions like, why are you using bedsheets for curtains? Why is this hamster cage so dirty? Where is your hamster?
Oh, honey, it might be time for real Wi-Fi.
Yeah. In the meantime, can I come use the Wi-Fi at your place?
Sorry, baby. Date night's still on for one of us.
It's time for real home internet. Get fast home internet on the Xfinity 10G network. The future starts now. New customers can get 200 megabit Xfinity internet and Xfinity mobile for just $50 a month for 2 years during our Xfinity 10G network launch celebration, now through March 21st. Go to Xfinity.com/10G to learn more. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply to internet service and devices. Actual speeds vary. Xfinity mobile requires Xfinity internet service. Reduced speeds after 20 gigabytes of data usage. Data thresholds may vary.
This is Gary Parrish, and you've heard me talk about Stax for a while now. Great breakfast featuring omelets, pancakes, breakfast sandwiches. But don't forget, Stax is also great for brunch. It has an incredible cocktail menu. So if you haven't been by yet, it's time to stop by. Stax uses local products for all of its ingredients. It's locally owned and operated. And if you need catering for breakfast or lunch, Stax can handle that too. There are now three locations in the area. Germantown, East Memphis, and South Haven. Got a new location coming soon to Collierville. It's Stax Pancake Kitchen. It's so flipping good.
I'm Bob Burke, founder and chairman of Burke America Parts Group, a family of brands that includes RepairClinic.com, an appliance and HVAC parts solution company that's grown into an international brand. Before AmericanEagle.com, we partially launched a new technology platform developed by another firm. American Eagle helped take our technology to a whole new level with digital marketing, software development, and business insights into our key markets, appliances, HVAC, and outdoor power equipment, and did so both on time and on budget. AmericanEagle.com has the resources, experience, and talent needed to produce solutions. Our new technology platform developed by AmericanEagle.com has produced tremendous results with higher traffic, conversion, engagement, and online revenue. If you have any home repairs you need to take care of, check us out at RepairClinic.com. If you need a world-class website or technology project, then I would highly recommend AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 773-NETWORK. That's AmericanEagle.com, 773-NETWORK.
There are so many reasons to get hooked on Church's 8-Piece Shrimp Meal. It's dippable, crunchable, downright irresistible, and it starts at $5.99. The only catch? It's only here for a limited time. Church's Texas Chicken. Welcome to the great state of flavor.
So nowadays, it seems like fast is in fashion. You know, people go through shows quicker, speed through dates faster, get from point A to point B as swiftly as possible. Well, Xfinity is leading the trend. Xfinity Mobile, it is the fastest mobile service with 5G and millions of Wi-Fi hotspots. So you can take fast speeds with you at home, at the park, at the gym, or wherever else you like to go. Plus, right now, see how you can save up to $800 on the new Samsung Galaxy S23 series with qualifying trade-in and device payment plan. That's more money in your pocket to do pretty much whatever you want with, and it adds up pretty fast. Don't miss out. Visit XfinityMobile.com to learn more. That's XfinityMobile.com. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Internet required. Offer ends 3/31 while supplies last. Comcast analysis of mobile Wi-Fi and cellular data from Ookla Speed Test Intelligence in Q4 2022.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Yeah. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me, straight up to my face.
Back in on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. This March, protect yourself against upsets with bracket parlay insurance on FanDuel Sportsbook. Right now, all customers can get up to $25 back each day if your parlay of three legs or more falls one leg short. With a parlay, you can turn a small bet into a slam dunk. And with cash out, you're calling the shots. You can close out your bet whenever you want before the game is over. Just sign into your FanDuel Sportsbook account and go to FanDuel.com and enter my promo code GABEK. That's G-A-B-E-K. Again, FanDuel.com/GabeK. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Tennessee. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max bonus, bet $25 per day unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. Now, before we hop into a little bit more NCAA tournament, I think some congrats are due to
to the Lady Tigers last night.
That?
How about it? In front of a sold-out crowd at El Marrone, they made it happen. They beat Jackson State 79-68. They're going to move on Monday night at El Marrone. They'll be playing Ball State. Last night, Jamyra Schutz went off, 24 points, 5 assists. But it really is remarkable, the turnaround with this program scene with Katrina Merriweather.
Yeah, I watched it last night. It was fun.
She deserves it. ESPN 3, is that what it was on?
Yeah. I think, I could be wrong, but I think that I was able to watch it on ESPN Plus. I don't
know.
Either way, it was a good broadcast.
No question about it. And again, I mean, we'll see what they get done. It's their first NIT win since 2012.
Yep. I mean, saw Katrina Merriweather got her 150th career win.
150th career win. It's honestly cool to see what's happening there. And I'd imagine probably another sellout on Monday night, potentially, with them moving farther into the women's NIT. Now, yesterday, a couple things that absolutely stand out. First of all, we started the day with the upset Furman pulled over Virginia, and then also Princeton pulls the upset over Arizona. The South Regional right now is so thin. It's unbelievable to think about. Arizona was the 2 seed. Virginia, the 4 seed. Baylor's still around. They get the win over Santa Barbara. But Alabama's road, if they can get through Maryland coming up tomorrow, I mean, it's going to be it's a simple road for them straight into the Final Four. And, Creighton, I guess, has a little bit of juice. Baylor could potentially test them. But Arizona was the team that everybody thought could potentially give them a little bit of run, and they get absolutely embarrassed in the first round yesterday.
I mean, for sure. I mean, even Baylor was a closer game than the final score with UC Santa Barbara. So, like, yeah, I mean, it's a cakewalk for them to the Final Four. I mean, come on.
Yes.
That is by far, after those results, that is by far the easiest of the regions
now. I can't get over it, too. I mean, like, their Sweet 16 matchup potentially right now is just the winner of San Diego State versus Furman.
Yeah.
I mean,
come on.
That's simple. And honestly, even if Virginia got through, I didn't think they'd be tested all that much. But at this point, you're getting a 5 or a 13 seed. I think you feel pretty damn good about where you're at if you're Alabama. Although, you may feel a little bit different about Brandon Miller yesterday against Texas A&M Corpus Christi. Didn't score a single point. And I heard there is some type of discussion that he's going through some issues with his groin. He has a groin strain of some sort. But no,
what's up with the groins, man?
No, late in the season.
Yeah.
We got a little bit. You ever had a groin strain?
Yes, I have.
It's painful.
Is real pain.
Yes, sir. It's not fun. It's not fun to deal with. And it literally can tweak just like that.
And you feel like you can't walk.
But Brandon Miller didn't score a single point, and that was bizarre to see. Only 5 shots, but no points in that first round matchup. I'm sure he'll bounce back, but that was wild. We mentioned Tennessee and their struggle win against Louisiana. Got there with the cover yesterday with our big game. There's only 10 threes made between both teams. Just such an ugly damn game. And Tennessee needs to find some scoring ASAP. Also, Penn State, very trendy pick. Very, very trendy pick. In the Midwest, a 10 seed. They played A&M. And by the way, A&M, all of the complaining last year and getting underseeded this year. And I think it's a tough first-round matchup to deal with Penn State. But good Lord, Texas A&M got slaughtered. It wasn't even a close game.
No.
75-59. And Penn State, I get now, I always talk about trendy picks, especially trendy underdogs, trendy double-digit seeds I usually try to fade. But sometimes there's a reason that you're a trendy pick. Yesterday, that game, from start to finish, they dominated A&M. A&M had no shot. Penn State guarded without fouling.
Yep.
They had 5 turnovers the entire game. And, like, if you look at their resume this year, it's not unbelievable, but they did beat Maryland. They beat Illinois 3 times, swept them, beat Northwestern. They play relatively small, and that can be tricky in college basketball when you're playing small, because ultimately they shoot the 3-ball at a high level, 13 for 22 from there. And really, the story of the night was Andrew Funk. 12 points per game during the year, but that was easily the best spot-up shooter I saw yesterday. 27 points, 8 for 10 from 3. 8 for 10 from three. Yeah. Everything was going down. And he shoots 40% from three, 7.2 attempts per game. He's 12th in three-pointers made altogether in college basketball during the regular season. So this Penn State team is relatively scary in the Midwest. And they're going to get the matchup against Texas. So Texas, I think that it becomes tough. Texas really is a good team. That's a team that I have picked to get into the Elite Eight, potentially the Final Four. But I wouldn't put it past Penn State to make a pretty substantial run as sort of the double-digit seed that we look at, we look up, and they're in the Elite Eight.
Some fun matchups tomorrow, too. I mean, you mentioned that one with, like, big brands. I mean, you mentioned that one, Penn State, Texas. We talked about Houston, Auburn, Alabama, Maryland, Kansas, Arkansas, Duke, Tennessee, Michigan yep. State, Marquette. Like, you got some Northwestern, UCLA is kind of fun. Like, you got some big brands going against each other tomorrow.
Yeah, the Duke-Tennessee matchup looks cool.
That's right.
But I just don't – I don't see that going in any way good for Tennessee.
I don't either.
Duke looked fantastic against Oral Roberts. Jeremy Roach had 20-plus.
Yeah.
And the rest of those guys showed up. And I just – Tennessee all year has really turned me away. I really have not been a overly big fan of the roster that's been put together there this year. Again, not enough offense. And now Zakai Ziegler's gone. But without Zakai Ziegler, I think tomorrow it's up.
Yep.
I think it's over tomorrow. That Kansas-Arkansas game, a lot of people picking that one to be a potential upset. Where are you at on that?
Call the Hogs, man.
Call the Hogs?
Yeah, call the freaking Hogs.
Arkansas is the one team that people can't quit, can they? They just cannot quit them.
Musselman, man. This is his time of year.
He wheels a team into the Elite Eight. He just it somehow works that way. I mean, that's what he does. But I don't know if Kansas is getting enough credit for who they have been the entire year. They had 17 quad one wins. 17! Set a record. Right, like I don't understand why everybody is talking about them, and you're one of them too. And you're one of them. Why does everybody think just because the West region's tough, but everyone thinks they're just going to fall flat on their face relatively early?
I mean, Bill Self's not going to be coaching tomorrow, right? Like,
right, but at the same,
I think that matters. He's one of the best coaches in college basketball history. Like, I think that means something.
I know, but like that team is so ready to win. Like, they have all the pieces. It's not like, yes, Bill Self makes a difference on court. I can completely agree with that. But I watched this Texas team this year who Rodney Terry steps up, and he's fine in that team. Is senior laden, has some mixed, a couple of younger guys in there. They have a good mix of guys that just go ready to go win now. And Rodney Terry, there was no real fall off. I don't think with Kansas you're going to have some substantial fall off without Bill Self on the floor. I mean, I guess you could think of it negatively, and it may affect how people view the game. But Kansas, they shoot the three ball well. Jalen Wilson, leading scorer in the Big 12. Grady Dick's going to be a lottery pick. DeJuan Harris and Kevin McCullough are really good guards. They don't turn the ball over a whole lot. I just don't know why everybody is sort of out on Kansas at this moment. It confuses me in a lot of ways. I mean, they handled business in the toughest, arguably, in probably the past 5 to 10 years, arguably the toughest conference we've seen. So...
it's a fair point.
I'll call for Kansas to win, but a lot of people are going with the Hogs there. Now, let's hop into the Tigers again, and I want to talk about this Purdue matchup. What will they have to do?
You're doing it.
What?
It's looking ahead.
I'm going to look ahead. What? Okay.
No, go for it. Let's go.
Ultimately, what do they have to do to go win that game? It's going to be interesting. This is why I have called for Malcolm Dandridge. I think he has to play a massive role for this team throughout this tournament because of these first two matchups. You have 7-1, 7-4 back-to-back. He's going to have to play extended minutes and be that type of guy. But that Purdue matchup actually makes me feel pretty decent. The Tigers have played really good down the stretch of the season. They have, you know, shot the three ball relatively well. Kendrick Davis is starting to return to the norm from the three-point line, and they get out and run. Purdue is somewhere in the 300s in pace, and Zach Edey is not a guy who runs the floor at a crazy pace either. I think the Tigers, with that athleticism, getting out in transition, Alex Lomax pestering those freshman guards, I really like their chances. Now, the look-ahead part of it, I understand, Bennett. I tell you,
No, but I mean,
we have to beat FAU tonight.
But we're not going to be here before that game potentially happens.
But so I have talked myself into a Tiger win on Sunday if they do get that potential Purdue matchup. I think it is entirely possible that they can go win that game.
Yeah, I mean, you just kind of look at how it went last season, and obviously those completely different rosters. You know, you had Jalen Duren next to DeAndre Williams as far as size, but like when they played a top seed in Gonzaga last year in the tournament, you know, Drew Timmy was able to have his way with them. And yeah. So, yeah, I mean, Malcolm Dandridge is going to be incredibly important if that matchup happens, you know, being able to neutralize or just try to slow down Edey. It's going to be tough.
I think, you know, the difference with that Gonzaga game last year, and obviously these are two different rosters now, right? Like, mm-hmm. I mean, this roster flipped from Memphis
That's right.
completely. But the difference in that particular game is, like, you had guards that are very trustable. Julian Strother, like, that Gonzaga team could get up and down the floor. They didn't necessarily, they're not the bit, but, you know, they're not the fastest-paced team. They weren't the fastest-paced team in America, but they weren't in the 300s at playing that slow. So they could keep up with the Tigers if the Tigers wanted to play some of that transition, get out, create steals, and run. Like, they could sort of neutralize that and play with you in that moment. I don't know if Purdue can play that game at all. I'm not convinced they can. I haven't seen it the entire year. And when you have a big man at 7'4" running up and down the floor like Zach Edey for 40 minutes at that pace, I feel like he could get tuckered out and he could get tired. But we'll have to see. Still have to beat FAU tonight again. Tip-off will be at 8:20. When we return, we're going to go ahead and give you some updates on some games going on right now. And we'll also talk about the Grizzlies' upcoming weekend. You got the Spurs tonight on the road, then they'll have the Warriors at home on Saturday. Listen to Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Lob into the lane for Davis, intercepted by Jackson. Here come the Grizz. Jones ahead for Conchar. Conchar into the paint, running floater, no good. Oh, Jaren Jackson just posterized Anthony Davis with a follow left hand jam.
Tonight, the Memphis Grizzlies take on the San Antonio Spurs. We'll have the pregame at 6:30 with the Grizzlies Radio Network after the Gabe Kuhn Show. Tip at 7 o'clock with Eric Hasseltine live on 92.9.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's Grizzlies station.
If you own a small business, you know the value of time. GetRefunds.com does too. That's why they've made it easy, no matter how busy you are, to apply for the Employee Retention Credit or ERC. Go to Refunds.com to get started and in less than 8 minutes, see if your business qualifies for ERC assistance. Your business may be eligible for a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee kept on payroll during COVID-19. GetRefunds.com has already helped clients claim over $3 billion in payroll tax refunds through the ERC, and they may be able to help your business too. There's no upfront charge either. They don't get paid until your business gets its refund. Many businesses believe they won't qualify based on incomplete or outdated information. So don't let this opportunity pass you by, because this payroll tax refund is only available for a limited time. Go to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com.
Mississippi Land Bank has been rooted in helping farmers and landowners in North Mississippi for over 100 years, and our patronage program is what sets us apart. When you become a borrower, you become a stockholder, meaning when we're successful, you're successful. This year, we're returning $7.5 million to our customers in cash patronage. To find out more about our patronage program and how you can share in potential profits, visit mslandbank.com. That's mslandbank.com. kroger.com.
At Kroger, we want our fresh produce to meet your expectations, which is why we're dedicated to doing up to a 27-point inspection on our fruits and veggies, checking for things like scarring. In fact, only the best produce, like zesty oranges and crisp carrots, reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh, our higher standards mean fresher produce. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You'll find fresh deals every day. Right now, Boston Butt Pork Roast is on sale for only $1.69 a pound with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The universal truth of women's shoes. The cuter they are, the more they hurt.
You have to put your best foot forward, and if your best foot is an ugly shoe, oh my goodness.
Lise Ann thought she had to choose between looking good and feeling good, until she got fitted for arch supports at the Goodfeet store.
Now I can wear the shoes that I've picked out because I like the way they look, not because they were comfortable.
Goodfeet relieved her pain and her fashion dilemma. Stop by or schedule your free fitting at goodfeet.com.
Find your local Goodfeet store in Memphis at 5853 Poplar Avenue.
Catch your Memphis Hustle tonight at 7 p.m. for a matchup against the Rio Grande Valley Vipers for Ladies Night. Enjoy edge of your seat excitement and fun for the entire crew. Secure your tickets now at memphishustle.com or call 901-888-HOOP.
Mitsubishi Motors Spring Sales Event is on at Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike. Come test drive the all-new 2023 Outlander plug-in hybrid electric with 420 total range, 64 combined MPG, and 38 minutes best charging time. And you may be eligible for up to $7,500 federal EV incentive and $1,500 lease cash. Come check it out at Gossett Mitsubishi. Plus, 2023 Mitsubishi Outlander with three rows of seating for up to seven people. We Gossett at $499 a month or buy for $34,055. Looking for some peace of mind in your new ride? How about Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty? 2023 Outlander, $499 a month, or get 1.9 for 36 months and test drive the all-new 2023 Outlander plug-in hybrid electric. That's Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Outlander PZ02158 MSRP 34555 includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 3/31/2023. Dealer stock only.
2023 is in full swing, so savor the flavor at the Wing Guru. 13-piece party wings are only $11.99 this month. Dine in, carry out. Just enjoy your wings this month at the Wing Guru. Get over to any of our four Memphis locations today.
Every piece of land has a story. The upshaw's right there is with a John Deere 1 Series tractor they call Penny. And this is Shaw.
Shaw stands for skilled hands at work.
When he's not cutting grass, he's cutting hair.
So every person is different from hair type to head shape. And I feel like it's the same way in a yard.
From front loader to backhoe, the Upshaws have the tools to DIY all day long. Run with us on a 1 Series tractor and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
At the United States Postal Service, we're reinventing our network to help keep your business moving. With new shipping options to deliver better value, greater flexibility to conveniently reach your customers, more confident shipping with new informed delivery features, and new electric vehicles for a cleaner, brighter future. Fast, reliable, perfectly orchestrated. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Learn more at usps.com/movingforward.
This afternoon, periods of rain with a high of 61. Tonight, periods of rain and windy with a low of 41. Today, partial sunshine and breezy with a high of 59.
Weather brought to you by the Specialized Recruiting Group. The Specialized Recruiting Group takes an individual approach, placing people in contract and full-time roles. SRGExpress.com. Now placing in accounting roles.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Could you tell where my head was at when you found me?
When disaster strikes, do you know who to call? Let me tell you, Gabe Kuhn here for Service Master by Cornerstone. Call them if you have a disaster at home. Make sure that you get their number. I'll give it to you at the end of this. The largest franchise in a 600-mile radius, but don't just call them because they're the largest. Call them because they are the best at solving problems of a disastrous nature. I hope none of these things happen to you. Water damage due to busted water heater, frozen pipes, toilet overflows, whatever it may be. You have a fire at the house and you have smoke damage, mold, any damage at your home, call Service Master by Cornerstone. They have recently helped tons of commercial and residential buildings and homes with frozen pipes from the recent winter storm that ended 2022. No matter the size of place, they are here to help with the damage. Tyler, president and owner of Service Master by Cornerstone, and his team are here to help you at moments like this. Their motto is, we don't pray for disaster, we just pray we get called when there is one. So remember the name, locally owned, locally operated, Service Master by Cornerstone. If you have any type of damage, if there's a disaster at the house, call this number, 901-459-3675. Again, 901-459-3675. Still plenty upcoming on the Gabe Kuhn Show today. Jeff Calkins will join in T-minus about 10 minutes right here at about 5 o'clock. He is live in Columbus. Parth Upadhyay will join us at about 6 to sort of talk the same thing. We'll be talking about the Tigers. This is what the day is. It is game day, Tiger game day in the NCAA tournament, tip-off versus FAU around 8:20. But in the meantime, we got a little Grizzlies to talk about. At Spurs tonight, we'll pass you off at about 6:30 on 92.9 FM ESPN. To the pregame show with Gary Darby. But Spurs tonight, you know, as far as the game is concerned, I think they're an 8-point favorite. Take care of business and come back home potentially tomorrow against the Warriors and have a fun one. That's the truth of the matter. Now, where are we at? NBA Communications released this today about Dylan Brooks.
I was wondering when we were going to talk about this.
$35,000 for the unsportsmanlike act of shoving a camera person on the sideline after pursuing a loose ball.
Okay, I'm not surprised this happened,
right?
Because when it happened, I was like, whoa. I rewound it. It was like, and listen, here's the thing. Like, I'll give Dylan a little bit of the benefit of the doubt in the sense that the play is still happening, and so he is worried about getting back in the play. Like,
right.
He falls into the crowd, he pushes the cameraman down, and he's worried about getting back into the play. That said, it was very aggressive.
Yes, it was aggressive. But here's what, it was weird, though, Bennett. Like, I think you and I are on the same page here. It was aggressive, but I don't know if he had ill intent toward the damn camera guy.
That's right.
In any way, shape, or form.
You know how Dylan, right? Like, you know how Dylan could have prevented getting this fined if he would have just literally after the shove looked at the cameraman and been like, oh, my bad, my bad. Like, if he
if he would have just picked him up.
If he would have just, well, even if he
or, like, shook his hands,
even if he didn't pick him up, if he just would have, like, looked at him and been like, oh, man, my bad, my bad. But he, it was like,
he didn't do any of that.
He levels the guy and then is like, bye. Like, doesn't even acknowledge what just happened at all. So, I mean, yeah, it's in, you know, gameplay, and so those things happen. You see it happen all the time, but I do think that it was, that because of how hard he ran into him with the arm extended and then not offering any kind of condolences, I think that's what happened.
It's,
that's how he got fined.
It's Dylan, too.
Like, yeah. if
anything,
not give him
if anything looks questionable, Dylan is not getting the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
If anything is questionable, they're going to assume that he did it on purpose and was meaning harm to somebody. But $35,000 fine.
Whew.
He can afford it. It'll be all right.
He'll be fine.
He'll be all right. Now, Grizzlies versus Warriors tomorrow is going to be a massive one because really it's the return of Draymond Green after getting his 16th tech. He served one game suspension at the Hawks, so he's returning. But he doesn't get baited though, right? He never gets baited into.
That's right.
Right. That's the whole thing. I'm looking forward to this game tomorrow.
Me too.
I obviously no lines out yet. But this is technically the last, you could correct me if I'm wrong, this is the last game in Jaws' suspension, technically, correct?
That's right. He's eligible to return Monday. He won't return Monday, but he is eligible.
Yes, but Grizzlies at home, regardless of what the Warriors roster rotation starters look like, whoever's hurt, I know the Grizzlies are shorthanded still, but the Grizzlies have been great at home. Warriors have been awful on the road, just absolutely awful. I mean, this is a game you want heading into the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, especially to like if you still have the desire to hang on or if you still have the desire to be the 2 seed in the West, which you're not right now, you got to win tonight because Sacramento plays at Washington and at Utah. They're likely going to get both of those games. Mm-hmm. And then they have a 4-game homestand. So, like, if you want to keep pace with the Kings and try to ultimately get that 2 seed at the end of the season, you really need to win games like tonight against a bad team.
You know, the 2 seed, obviously, preferential treatment, it's fine.
Right?
But I don't – Am I weird for thinking it's not that necessary? Like it's not that big of a goal that they need to go attain?
No,
in the three spot, I think, would be sort of the goal to attain at this point.
And we said last
where we're at.
We said last week, like, it's just don't lose home court in the playoffs, right? Like in that first round of the playoffs. You got to stay in the top four. You want to stay in the top three at least.
Yes.
So you don't have some drastic fall. I think the difference between two and three is probably minimum.
And I have been watching the Suns as of late without Kevin Durant. That team gives me no hope right now until they get Kevin Durant back on the floor. They're just not that good of a team without him on the floor
right now.
They lost three out of four. They lost to the Kings. They lost on the road to the Warriors. They lost to the Bucks. And then last night, a ridiculous struggle win against the Magic.
Right.
Against the Magic. And, like, again, it comes down to, for them, without KD, they just don't have a strong enough bench. They don't have guys anymore. They had to give up a whole lot to go get Kevin Durant. So, I mean, you're relying on guys like Torrey Craig, Josh Okogie, Ish Wainwright consistently. Ish Wainwright's out there. He plays a lot of minutes. Campaign all the time. Damian Lee. Like, these guys are not really giving them the boost they need. And defensively, they have really struggled too. 128 against the Kings, 123 against the Warriors, 116 against the Bucks. Last night, 113 against the Magic. Like, until Kevin Durant gets back, and he's got to stay healthy as well. I mean, this Suns team just doesn't look that serious.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah, but Kevin Durant, of course, changes the fortunes for everybody.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, that's just he's best plug and play player ever.
No,
in
man,
my opinion.
I mean, back to the Grizz. Like, I hope they get the win tonight to just set up what will be a really fun night at FedEx Forum tomorrow. And you know, If the Tigers were to win tonight, like, they're not playing till Sunday, so you don't have to worry about, you know, both teams being on at the same time like you do tonight.
Yep.
So, yeah, man, it get the win tonight. It'll be a lot of fun tomorrow.
Yeah, and Draymond Green and Dylan Brooks have a free tech, right? Do they still have a free tech?
If Dylan gets one, then the next one would be a suspension.
Okay.
Yeah. So Dylan can get...
Same with Draymond.
Same with Draymond. It resets.
Oh, they have a free tech.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. So either of them can afford to get a tech tomorrow night, if Dylan doesn't get one tonight, which I hope not against the Spurs.
Let's see who gets baited tomorrow night. Real quick update on the NCAA tournament. Pitt is putting the finishing touches on beating Iowa State. Iowa State, very short stay in the NCAA tournament. 59-41, 17 seconds left.
I mean, what
that
are you
one.
Doing?
Yeah,
it was 19-2. Like, it's yep. over
and
after
that. To be honest, like, they climbed
they came,
back in and then
know,
they just got killed in the second
just,
half.
Come on.
Yeah, the mentality, it shifts at that point. You're climbing back in and you press too when you're down that much. UConn up 41-39 early in the second half over Iona. And then Creighton, 71-63, 44 seconds left in that one. Terquavion Smith, if you're not paying attention right now, is going absolutely off. 63 points for NC State. He has 32 of them. Also, Ryan Kalkbrenner in that game is going off as well. 30 of the 71 that Creighton has scored. Now, let's go ahead and get to a break. When we come back, Jeff Calkins will join.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers, say play 92.9 ESPN.
You've got a leaky flat or metal roof on your commercial building and they're saying you need a new roof? No, no, no. Just call Joe. Joe Stallmaker, that is. 901 Waterproofing and Roof Coatings. They can restore your existing roof with a quality coating system and can save you up to 70%. The roof coating systems extend the life of your roof and come with a 5 to 15 year leak-free warranty, so you get the benefits of a new roof without the huge expense. So call Joe Stallmaker today, 901-287-1923, or visit 901waterproofing.com.
This is Rob Joyner with James Davis, one of the finest men's clothing stores in America, and we are ready for spring with 5 pocket performance pants in every color imaginable. New print performance knit shirts and sports shirts, perfect for work or the golf course. With Peter Millar, Johnny O, and Left Coast Tee. If you need a fresh look for work or for the spring parties coming up, our new sport coat selection is a must look at. We have 2 Paul Battenley suits for $8.95, regularly $650 each, in an array of colors and patterns. And our perfect fit alterations at no charge. Don't forget our Stant custom shirts with new spring fabrics. Just three measurements and the computer gives the perfect fit. In 2.5 weeks, the shirts arrive starting at $138 and hundreds of fabric choices. James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, an incredible shopping experience. Visit anytime at jamesdavismemphis.com.
Memphis, looking to shoot your shot? Long Shot at Arrive Memphis has you covered. Your game day headquarters for the Tigers and Grizzlies. Want a bite before or after the game? Don't miss Long Shot's all-star food, classic cocktails, and game day specials. Looking for a place to watch all the